Alephim and Olive. Ace Abaya, four lines on the top. So we're understanding that the phrase B'chol Ma'arben in the Mishnah is Lefukim et Rishua. It says it means only pass. So it says no, it means anything. That's the chiddush of that's the point of the Mishnah. So Abaya says, I'm going to prove to you that the phrase B'chol is not coming against Rabbi Yeshua. As a Bryce, it says, B'chol Ma'arvin Arubi Chetzeris, B'chol Mishtat and Mishatubim of voice, L'omr L'v'ar B'pas Ela B'chotzer B'vad. Now, the Bryce says, B'chol Ma'arvin Arubi Chetzeris, B'chol Mishtat and Mishatubim of voice, he uses the word B'chol by both of them, and it says, in regards to Shituf, that the loch of which requires pass is only by Chotzer. But it means by Chotzer you require pass. And you still said the phrase, Ubuchom Arvin Ruba Chetzeris. So how do you understand Ubuchom Arvin Ruba Chetzeris when you tell me it's only pass? Okay, so Man Shemata Le the Omar pass in Midach Rinilo. Rabbi Yeshua. So the Tan of this Bryce is Rabbi Yeshua because it says only pass. And still Uktoni Bechol. He says the word B'chol. So you see that the phrase B'chol that is means any type of bread. I mean, but it's not the Kamala Fukar Yeshua. So where do you see you're saying from the phrase of B'chol in our Mishnah is Kamala Fukar Yeshua? Because those two would not be compatible. So that's not true. That you can use the phrase B'chol and it's Shem of the Bishua. Okay, so Bai says that the Raya connected to Bishua from our Mishnah, that it's not our Mishnah, not the Bishua, is not correct. Elom Rabba Bar Bechono. Afuke of Bishua, Dharma Shlema in Prusaloi. Kamash Mlon B'chol. So, if you'd want to say that the phrase B'chol in our Mishnah is coming Lafuka to Yeshua, that you're right, that it does not necessarily mean other food besides bread. But that was the Mishnah said that Prusa you can't use, that's what Yeshua talking. And when Rabbi Elozer says B'chol Ma'arvin Mishtatvin, he meant that even a prus is acceptable. I can't prove more than that. Okay.
How do we know that Rabbi Yeshua requires a shlema?
The Mishnah says, "Prusa in Mafisov, who prusa in Ma'arvin boy." So the Morris is suggesting that's Rabbi Yeshua talking, and Rabbi Eliezer, when he said B'chol, the ratio of the Mishnah is Kama Lafuke that he makes on a prusa. Mishnah. Versus Prusa, a Prusa my time alone. Why is it that the Prusa is not acceptable? What's wrong with the Prusa? Mor says. So. Omer Yossi ben Shol, Omer Rebbe Mishum Eva. We're afraid of concern of people having hatred to each other. If one person contributes a sholem, one person contributes a prusa, that's dangerous. He said nobody can give a prusa. That's what Yeshua is saying in the Mishnah. So Omer le Rav Acha berei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Irvu kulan beprusa is mahu. See, if the concern is of Eva is because some people are contributing a full loaf of bread, and this person is only giving a piece. So if everybody gives a piece, there shouldn't be any Eva in that situation. Amar Leis, so Rav Ashi said back, Shemar Yachzar Dabar L'Kukulay. In a case where one person will give a Isholim, the other people will still continue to give Prusos, and that is a potential for Ava in that situation. So they didn't lift their prohibition against it because of the cases which will eventually deteriorate.
How does that help people that can't afford or can't do the hole?
Give a small... You can do a hole. I mean, it's big. You can't do a hole. If you can't, so that somebody didn't mazak you. But I'm saying, if the guy can't afford this, he's...
Yeah, but why don't you have the even problem in terms of size?
So the Bali Musa tell you that they quote this Gemara, and they see in this Gemara that the difference between a sholem and a non-sholem, even if it's smaller or larger, is the... There's a mile of shleimus when something is whole. And that people perceive as more significant than large and small. Most people in our society nowadays focus on large and small, not on whole or not whole. Like Rashi. Eisei Abai b'chol ma'arba n'rubi chetzeres gresina b'chol m'shtat n'shtubim avois. Bein b'pasu, bein b'yayin, bein b'sharperis. You can do anything. Shetuvim avois can be used. Anything can be used. Okay. Well, Amram the Arab pass that happens to Loch. You must require a pass is only by a chotzer. B'chol ma'arba the ratio when it says b'chol ma'arba, which means rubi chetzeres. You can use any type of bread that you want. You can use white bread, you can use black bread, you can use big bread and small bread. Fine. Mashmat Dharma pass in Mirachrinalo, Rishua. That's the Rishua Shita that you can't. You must use pass for Rubikhatsaris. And therefore in a case where you're making a shita from the whole neighbor, all of the whole movi, I can't replace my rubik hetzeris of pas with the shtuva mavuos of yayin. Well, lishna chrina, the Rashi said before, the gish would be your mayor. With only bakal, this is the word bakal is referring to a pas on the types of bread. Therefore, masisa nami, imai de bakal natani. A call mealy comer. So why are you assuming in our mission? It says the word call, it means any type of food, even besides bread. Also, it's coming against the Yeshua statement that you require pass. Dima makol the Tony a paskoi. Kibraisa, the same with the Braisa uses the word bakol, and it means bread. And it means any type of bread, so maybe it's shot the mishnah also. How do you know that the mishnah is coming lafuk and mishua that you can't? That there's no requirement of bread. And that would be the correct understanding of the phrase of the mishnah. B'chol ma'arvin means any type of bread. B'chol mishtat mean all foods besides ma'im melach. Maybe it's shot in the mishnah. That even a prusa is acceptable. If you want to say it's not like a b'shua, it's not a b'shua in that point of a sholim versus a prusa. Mishumeva. I'm giving a full thing, you're only giving a partial thing. So the Morse says, okay, so everybody says giving a prusa, we should be okay. The Morse says, we'll get back to the situation of kilkul, because if one will give a parsa, one will give a sholem, then you'll get back to your potential for Ava. Okay, something more. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, Nilai Menu Kedei Chalosa, Kedei Dimua, Ma'arvin Leibo. Even if it's a Shaul, person made a dough, if you have to remove Chalot, the loch is after it's baked, you can remove challah. So if you remove from the loaf this sholem, the amount you need to be able to fulfill the mitzvah challah, that's not considered a prusa. It's a sholem still, because that's part of the tzarchei of the bread is in the situation to take off the challah. So it doesn't remove. Vis-a-vis Rubik Katsev is the status of Sholem. The same in the case of Dimur, in a case where Chulin and Truma got mixed together. So the law is that if the ratio of the Truma to the Chulin is 1 to 100, it's bottle. But Chazal said, still, you must remove one of that amount and put it in. Take it off of the mixture to allow the mixture to be used. So if one saw of truma falls into 100 saw of chulin, the saw of truma is bottled, but you must take out a saw and give it to the kite. So if you have that situation which happened and you realize that it happened, you have to bake the bread, you have to remove 1/100, 1/101th, right? 101, and give it to the Kayan or to burn it, whatever be the situation. Or sell to Kayan. Actually, you have to give it, you can sell to Kayan. So that's removed from the loaf, it's still considered a sholet. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says. For the Markasha, but the Brisa says, "V'tanya k'nei dimua ma'arvan leibo k'echalos se'ei ma'arvan leibo." So the Brisa says that the minimal amount of removing 1/100 is acceptable. Removing 1/48 is not acceptable. K'echalos. Our answer is Lakasha habachelos nachtem habachelos balabait. There's a different shear for a nachtam and for a balabais. Because the nachtam is giving so much challah, Chazal made the shear a smaller shear. Titnan, like it says in the Mishnah, Satas challah, shear challah echad me esim varbo. The shear of challah is 1 out of 24. And that's whether the person is making isa for himself or not. That's in my case, a person made the dough for himself. It's the whether he's making it for himself or he's making it to use for a party. So the shear is echemes in my book, son's wedding. Nachtam shu'oisa limka b'shuk. If you're making it with intent to sell, so 1 out of 48. So removing 1/48 of the dough is not megareh the status of the dough in regards to the halachas of sholim for eruv chetzeris. But if you're taking out 1/24 already, that's a larger amount, and that's not acceptable. Okay. Tosafot here points out that when you say that you took out these amounts, so you could have the more saying that we're taking our cue. Since we find Bechala, that 1 out of 48 is supposed to be removed, so we don't look at this if a significant item is removed from the dough, and therefore, even though it's not a case of challah, the case was you were mafresh challah, and it got cut off for whatever other reason, but that's the shear. Okay. So he says, no, that's not what the more is saying. The more is saying that the case where it was actually still tevel, and you had not removed the challah, so you have a mitzvah to take off challah. So you're not going to say the mitzvah to take off challah is going to undermine your contribution to the Reuven Chetzeres, because that's what you're supposed to do with this item. Or the case of Dumur was a case where it actually became Nidma, there was a mixture of Kulin, and they're not just using a measure, we're saying that this is the case, that there's a case of Dumur, and he had no choice but to do this. So in that situation, this is the shear. The Tosfos says over here. So Tosfos says he has a problem with Lashon of the Gemara. It says, what's the Lashon? Kidei chalosa ukidei dimua. He would say nitla himenu chalosa and dimua. It's been removed. It's chala, not kidei, even the amount which would be sufficient for chala. That's not the point. The point is that the chala was removed. That sounds more like you were talking about something which is not chala. You're removing the amount which would be sufficient for chala if you had needed it. But that wasn't the case. But the Tosfos said that that's not true. Tosfos says what it's saying is that we're stressing you're removing challah, but you're supposed to remove only the amount which is kedei the which is needed for the challah. That's what the brisa means. Kedei challah means specifically the challah that you're removing has to be the right amount and not more. But if a person would be mafresh more,
can you do more when you remove challah?
More than John.
No more. Or is it at least 124?
Well, see, the halacha of 21. When the Torah says take off a tenth, meiser, that's a mina rice. So there, it's a halacha of a tenth. You're supposed to measure, you have to know, you have to give a tenth, not more and not less. Truma or challah, which the shiurim of truma is 140 to 150 to 160, and challah is 124. Those are the rabbana. So if a person would do more, it's not going to create a status that's considered tevel still, etc. But for the purpose of the Ava issue, since the amount you need to remove for Chal is a 48th, then and he's removing more than a 48th, it's still potential for Ava. If he literally means he sewed it together, it means he put it back together again. So you had your loaf was cut in half. He said, "Oyvei," and he uses for the challah for the eruv. No problem. Stick a long toothpick through it and hold the two sides together. Skewer it. So it works.
Like an esrei.
But Tanya ain't my arvin loy bo. So Morris says you can't use it. Morris says, "Look, Asher, how do you do a tifro? How do you do a tifro? If you did a good job, like the kids, you know, break the piece of matzo off, and they say find the crack, right? If you did a good job, you can't find where the crack is. You put it back together again in such a way it doesn't look like it's been cut, then it's fine. If it's taken apart, and if it's put back together in a way that you can tell that it's been cut, so it's not fine." We rely on this halacha actually with regard to Lechem Mishnah also, by the way. In case a person doesn't have Lechem Mishnah because by mistake somebody cut a challah, if you can toothpick it back together in such a way that it looks like it's not been cut, it's acceptable for the Lechem Mishnah.
On Shabbos?
On Shabbos. We can't sew it.
No.
dissolving stitches.
Yeah, I was going to think of the random stitches.
Okay. Okay, Tirashi. Chaloso. Eno Chesorin, Shazel Tikuno. It's not considered a Sholem, that's what makes it usable. Kedimur, in Hidmas, if there is a case of Dimur, which means it's a mixture, Shanofa Chuma Lechulin, that some Chuma fell into a larger amount of Chulin, so that's called Dimur. Dimur is a lotion of a mixture. And then, without thinking, we met a kikus when they made this loaf. We're not like mimena dimua. Then you realize afterwards, and you remove the dimua, which is echad meyer l'sak, one out of 100 l'sakta to make it usable. So that's acceptable. So where's the chalas naftim k'tanahi vein sufasorin? Case of the chalas naftim, which is 1 out of 48. That's significant enough. That's considered a chesorin in the shalit.
No,
but a regular. Let me finish talking. But a regular hafrosha, which is 1 out of 24, is significant enough. Would be considered a chesaron, and therefore would not be acceptable. Tavra bekisim kigo shenifraso, it was cut. The tavra aprusis bekisim, he puts back together again with a splinter of wood. Menira shleim, it looks like it's shalom. It's acceptable. Yedia tifra, nikir mokum tifirasa avi kiprusa. Since it's obvious that it's been put back together again, you can see where the crack is, then it's not acceptable. Yes, sweet. You still disagree with me? Okay. Yeah. Omer of Zayr. Correct. Omer Bezeira, Omer Shmuel, Marvin the Pass, Arrays. Hold it up here, I think. Yeah, let's hold it here.